Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being, and we continue on in what God has us in right now at such a time as this, according to His plan, His purpose, His leading, His guiding, the working of His Holy Spirit that works in all those that have been quickened by Him for the fulfillment of the mystery of Christ. Because it is a mystery. It's a mystery because part of my challenge in my journey has been, well, you want to fix something, right? You want to see a solution to some things, right? And yet, by God's design, He has allowed for light and dark to coexist in this paradigm. He's allowed for certain things to happen and take place. Isaiah 45 says that God's the one that created evil. So it's His devil. He made Lucifer. Lucifer is a created being, and in the end, his existence serves God's purposes. You know, without the enemy, without Lucifer, without that adversary, without that resistance, would you ever know or understand the love of God? Without the crucifixion, would creation have an understanding of the depths of the love of God for His creation, for us? Or would it just be like what we all do and say is, oh, I love you, you know, and somebody loves chocolate cake. I mean, what? No, I mean, God demonstrated in Christ through what happened on the cross, just how far He would go to redeem His creation and those that He loved. And without the enemy, without that devil, they're doing what the devil does, and the temptations and the struggle and the adversity and the trial and the tribulation, without all of that that ultimately manifested in the very betrayal and crucifixion of Christ, which was the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose and the mystery of Christ, without all of that, there would have been no redemption, no way back for us. I mean, wow. Okay. All right. So God, by His design, created this. And it's caused Him also grief and pain. Genesis chapter 6 talks about how when God saw how the evil multiplied on the earth, it grieved Him that He even had made man. You know, sometimes there's things that we've done, that we've created, that bring grief and sorrow to our own hearts, that bring misery to us when we see what we've opened up and what we've unleashed. And God gave mankind free will, and to see what people do with that free will, it caused grief to God, sorrow to the heart of God. You know, God still continued to work out a redemptive plan, but in all of that, now if that caused grief to the heart of God, well, what about, I mean, yeah, we've experienced a whole range of emotions, don't we? We experience a trial, tribulation, we experience just depression and all kinds of thoughts and all kinds of struggles with our experience while we're here. Our human interaction, all the things that happen when light and dark coexist in a plane, and the struggle of what that is, especially when you have a heart for what's right and what's true. In scriptures talk about how there's a certain set of people, and you can find a lot of this stuff in the Psalms and Proverbs, a certain set of people that they can't sleep until they've made somebody fall. So you've got a set of people that are out there roaming around that in themselves they cannot rest until they do evil. They cannot rest until they cause somebody else to fall. They cannot rest until they make somebody else's life miserable. Now those are people walking around. Those are beings walking around on this earth, the same earth that you're walking around on right now. And while you have a conscience, their consciences have been seared. So you exist with those kind of people around as well. So the fact remains that the wheat and the tares grow together. And God, He put it in His Word when, in this paradigm, He lets them grow together until the time of the harvest. He lets them grow together until that time where there's the wrap-up. Now, when you read the scriptures about what God was talking about, His instructions to His servants, He said, let them grow together until the time of the harvest, and then you can uproot the weeds, put them in bundles, and then put them aside to be burned, and then bring the wheat into My barns. So, you know, I'm continually seeing more and more how God actually removes the wicked from among the people. And I've seen actually in the natural a number of different scenarios how that could actually happen, where they literally are destroyed and uprooted among creation just by them going down the path that they go down and reaping what they've sown and destroying themselves. Let me give you a few scenarios of how that could be possible, just even where we're going right now, as far as the overall, the macro dynamic of what we see happening around the world. Okay, well, here's one possibility. They're pushing very hard to try to chip and to try to get into the body. Now, right now, they've been working hard to get technology on the body. So the statistically, most people, if you've got a cell phone, it stays within 3 feet of your body at any given time. Very few people have a cell phone that's further than 3 feet away at any given time. So they've gotten their technology on the body very addictively, and they couldn't afford to do it by trying to buy and give it to you. No, they made everybody buy their own stuff. So everybody's bought and bought their own trackers, their own, and of course, because there's also certain benefits to it. So they've got people to go and buy the tech to track themselves, and as this whole thing has gone on, but this has been getting stuff on the body. Now their next push is going to be to get in the body. And you're starting to see that with some of the things that they're starting to come out with in brainwave stuff and chips to be able to get through access to buildings and security. You're going to see there's going to be this push, especially around the side of digital identity and security, where it's going to make a lot of sense to the natural mind of why they would do and why they would encourage and why people would go down this path. It won't be a tough sell for people to want to start putting this tech in the body. But along the way, the byproduct of this is the changing of the human DNA, where God has even warned people, saying that if you take this mark, you know, you're going to be written out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, part of the reason is that you won't be human anymore. Now, so there's nothing there to redeem, because your DNA has been rewritten. And sure, life extension technologies, how would that, here's the scenario there. Well, men will seek death, but they won't be able to find it. I mean, these kind of things, if you read these 20 years ago, you'd be wondering what that meant. Today, that makes a whole lot more sense. Because would the tech be able to keep you going, repair damage to the body, keep somebody going? But here's the thing. Well, there's also the potential of cellular rejection. Talks about in scriptures how those that got the mark, also all of them broke out with boils and sores all over their body. Now, I mean, that's awful. And you can see how, I mean, you've got organs that get rejected inside of people's bodies. You can see how after everybody's kind of gone this particular way, it seems like all is going forward, and then all of a sudden something happens. And if you've got this, now you are in a horrible way. And spiritually that happened the moment that people went that way, but it manifests in the physical. So you can see how these things, this is just, now I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, okay? All right? I'm just reading and looking at some of these potential things that are just talked about in scripture, and also looking at what is already just revealed and exposed, technologies, methodologies, approaches, discussion points that are happening in people in certain spaces where these are justifiable courses of action in the human experience. All of that to say, wow, this could actually happen in so many different possible ways, where you can see how the wicked will be removed from the earth. Oh, they don't want to hear that part. But you go that way, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So, you know, it's and the scriptures also talk about too how that rock that grows and fills the whole earth, and it smashes that idol, and it's pulverized into powder, and then the like chaffed on a threshing floor, and the wind blows, and it's like it was, there's nothing there anymore. It's completely gone. The memory of it is gone. The existence of it is gone. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's amazing how quickly the achievements and the notoriety of the world just is already just so stale and so boring. You know, recently I was just watching a couple shows, well, just a couple videos. You know, some people that are people of note in their world and their system, and there's the awards that they've got and the trophies and all of that kind of thing. And it's just tired, it's wore out, it's sitting in some attic somewhere. It's nobody cares. And during that window, during that season, during that time, that was the biggest thing, that was the most important thing, that was, everybody got excited about it. Today, it's dusty, it's gone, it's boring, it's old, it's, and you know, people are outdated and gone and forgotten before, even while they're still alive, even while there's still breath in their bodies. So I'm seeing those in the world forgotten even before they're dying, they're being forgotten while they're still alive. It's pretty crazy how quick, how fickle that their system has become, how diffused all the benefits are that they used to have, that they used to, they can't, there's no more lock on information. There's no more, so even here, right? You guys can get this. I can be driving in another country, or passenger in another country, or at home in another country, and speaking to you, and God can give a word, and it can get communicated, shared. They can't keep a lock on it anymore. Now, this is also part of why we have faithmix.com. It gives us a little bit more staying power, because if you're using other people's platforms, they're going to do as much as they can to try to silence those platforms as possible as time goes on, as they start to do the lockdowns. So it's better to have your own properties online and build from those. And, you know, even if it's not exactly what you would like, but just work on it a bit, because, you know, I mean, we've had a number of attacks on our site. It's gone down a few times here and there for those of you that have been with us over the years, but it's still going. We're still functioning, and as long as God gives us voice to do this, and the way and the space to do this, we'll keep putting things out, but recognize that the enemy is going to work very hard to try to keep the word away from you. But God will also always find a way to get something to his people. For those that seek, if you're looking for the truth, you're going to find it. You ask, you receive. You knock, and the door's open. You seek and you find. He's with his people. And he knows how to take care of us, even in a dry and a desert place. But the worlders are going to look, and they're not going to find. That rock that grows and fills the whole earth, he's going to have his way. Jesus Christ is going to have his way. And all of the plans and all of the shenanigans of mankind are going to come to nothing. It's going to be the kingdom. So, in the middle of all of this, we have our experience here. Now, I know that for a lot of us, we would rather be done with all of this. Because the scriptures talk about Lot. For Lot to be living in Sodom, it was agony to his spirit. It was grievous to his spirit to be in that, to be around that all the time. That was awful for him. For Lot to be in Sodom, because it was contrary to who he was at the core of his being. And for the children of God, so much of being in this world and around this world is really torturous for us, because it's not who we are. It's not how we think. It's not how we prioritize. It's not what's important to us. It's not all the things that the world puts its premium on is stupid to us. And yet the things that are important to us are foolishness to them. So we're coming from two totally different places. And for us, it's grievous to be around all of this, to see the repercussions for the choices and the decisions that they make. And yet at the same time too, we are an annoyance for them, because our very existence shows that there's another way, shows that the path that they've chosen is not the only path. And therefore, they want to kill that light. They want to destroy that light. They want to make sure that you have no opportunity. You have no chance to advance, to do, to achieve, to accomplish. Because if you do, then what does that imply for them? What does that show for them? What does that mean for them? Now for us, we recognize that what it means for us is that God is leading us, God is guiding us, And if he wants you to go up, you go up. If he wants you to go down, you go down. It doesn't matter. He knows what he's doing with his people, and he's going to have his way. Sometimes it's difficult because we would really like to see and have things be different. We would like to begin a project and see it to fruition and not have it destroyed in front of our eyes. We would like to do something and have our labors appreciated. We would like to not be attacked just for our existence. You know, it's a real thing. When you've done no harm to anybody, and yet you're hated, it's a hard thing. And it's a sorrowful thing. But also, God's got a way of finding how to bring joy into your hearts. And so, you know, with all of that's taking place, you'll find your fulfillment, you'll find your joy, you'll find your peace in walking in step with the Father, in oneness with Him. It's not going to be by trying to do or create in the world according to the way the world wants you to do and create, because it continually wants you to fulfill a program. Rather, you will find your joy and your fulfillment by listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and doing what it is that He asks for you to do. And, you know, so right now, I'm doing it right now. And just putting up and putting out this word to you right now, there is something in my spirit that says, okay, good. You know, there is that I'm, in the smallest possible way, in this particular situation, making that, doing that small piece of that larger thing that God is doing. And that piece that goes out, that word that goes out, the carry on from that, it's up to God. What does He want to do with it? See, too often we only see our part, our piece, and that's all you need to see. Trust that God's doing what He wants to do in the rest of it. So, like, for example, Jesus dying on the cross, there's a lot of things that He left for His disciples to do after that. That He left for the apostles to do. Now He works in and through them, and they do it through oneness with Him. But it's an ongoing thing. And they did some work that we've carried on and we've continued with. So instead of trying to figure everything out, because sometimes there is no figuring it out. There's just being and listening and going forward and allowing the Spirit of God to lead you. You know, I know there's that desire to want to fix and solve things, but at the same time too, unless God would do it, unless He would quicken it, unless He would resource it, unless He would give the power to do so, it's not happening. It's not. And too often, people in themselves have tried to force their way because they've many times also missed God's timing, tried to force their way to make something happen. You remember when the children of Israel were being taken into the Promised Land? They sent in the spies, and the spies went in. 10 came back with a bad report, 2 came back with a good report. They talked about the giants in the land, and the 2 that came back with a good report just said, look, it doesn't matter, God's going to deliver it all. Yes, there's giants here, but it's a land flowing with milk and honey, and we can do this. But they believed the 10 spies with the bad report, and in the end, everybody started complaining and grumbling. And so then God basically just sentenced them to go into the wilderness. Now, as soon as that happened and they realized the error of their way, they tried to force it. They tried to go in and they tried to muscle it in and make something happen. But by that point, the decree had been made. And they got their tails kicked by trying to do it because God wasn't in it at that stage. Now, before that, they would have won. They would have gone in, because when they went later, next generation, and they went to Jericho, which was a whole lot tougher of a place, and they succeeded tremendously. But that first stage, that first generation that could have gone in, they didn't. And when they tried to force it, they couldn't. Because unless God is with you, it's not going to happen. So when God speaks, you got to believe Him and go forward in it. Because you know what? Sometimes, if you just continually say, no, 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 it's not going to happen, it's not this, not that, not that. Okay, sure, fine, it's not going to happen. Done. According to your faith, be it unto you. No, people just want to complain. According to your faith, be it unto you. But if you believe and you go forward with what it is that God said to do, then you may receive that, because that's what happened with Joshua and Caleb. The problem for them was they had to wait for 40 years for an entire generation to die off before they could actually go forward and receive what was promised to them. So even though they never wavered in their faith, the unbelief of their company cost them 40 years of their life. The unbelief of those that were with them cost them 40 years of their life. I mean, I know there's been some things for myself that I've been ready for a long time. And I sometimes wonder why things don't happen, why things don't move forward. Who knows? Maybe there's something in there for that. But in Joshua and Caleb's case, the unbelief of their company cost them 40 years of their lives, but they still went in. They still received the promise. They still, it took some time. It was delayed, but not denied. But there's a lot of others that just died in the wilderness. Died in the wilderness. God just kept them walking around, walking around, walking around. If you don't believe it, sure. But God's word is going to be fulfilled, just not because of you, and not with you, and not in participation with you, and not in concert with you. It's going to be fulfilled in spite of you. God's going to have His way in spite of you. God's going to accomplish what He planned and purposed in spite of you. Oh, that's kind of scary, isn't it? How about this? How about this? When God puts something in His Word, you believe Him for what He's put in His Word. When God says to do, you do. When God says, I can do all, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you go forward and you do whatever it is that God calls you to do, because He's strengthening you to do it. How about one plus God is the majority? How about when God has you to go speak to the king, and to tell him there's no rain coming for 3 years, there's no rain coming on this land because of you, that you go do it instead of arguing with God, that you go do the thing that God wants you to do. You speak that word. You go to that place. You do the thing that He has for you. You trust Him, and you know that whatever it is that's going on, it's His purposes that are being manifest, and you're an extension of that. How about being engrafted into the vine and no longer having a right to yourself, but now being a extension of the kingdom of God for His purposes to be manifest? How about that? And how about you cast all of your cares upon Him because He cares for you, rather than trying to do something in the world and getting the rubber stamp of Jesus stuck on it so that you can say, oh, look how God's blessed me. You know how many people that's all they want? And whether it was Jesus or the devil or their political connections or whatever it is, they just want their life in the world. So sure, if they can get it through Jesus, then they'll get it through Jesus. If they got to get it through the devil, they'll get it through the devil. If they got to get it through their social network, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? that keeps going, right? Okay. out. So it's just Jesus is just a hey, if it's a card that'll get you what you want, sure. But see, that's not the way that he works. If you want what's real, well, what's real is the lordship of Christ. And how that works is you drop all your expectations. You drop all of your personal agenda. You drop all of what you are apart from him. You bow your knee before the King of Kings and you allow the King of Kings to lead you and to guide you into all truth. You allow the King of Kings to be the one that sets the bar, sets the pace, sets the parameters of your life. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. That means he's the beginning and the end. That means there's a start and a finish. That means that that's the parameters in which you live. Those are the bounds of your habitation. And in him, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So that is your fortress. That is your place. People talk about a safe place. Look, you can be anywhere in the world, but if you're in Christ Jesus, that is your safe place. There's protection in him. There's the angels of God have charge over you. The Spirit of God's quickening you. The name of Jesus Christ, you pray in that name, things change. Things change. You know, I've sometimes we don't go through publicly all the things that God has had us involved with or connected with. Sometimes those are conversations that are for smaller circles. But there has been literal changes to nations, to countries, in Jesus' name. And we've been witness to that, at times been participants in that by what God would have us to do. And as you pray, things change. His purposes are manifest. Things change. So God has something going on right now. By his design, you have been blessed to be here and for your consciousness to be here. And it's not an easy time, all right? This is not an easy time at all. But it's an incredible time. It's a blessed time. So in this blessed time, what you want to do is get on God's page. Stay on God's page. Read, pray, fast when you need to. Seek God's face. Bring things before him. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Know his voice. Know his spirit. And as you go forward in that, God's going to lead you. God's going to guide you. God's going to take care of you. God's going to walk with you. And his plan and purpose is going to be manifest in and through you. And you are going to be blessed and you're going to be fulfilled and you're going to see some incredible things. You go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Have your will in your way. Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you. Look forward to talking to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.